الحمد لله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, as you hear that the khutbah, the first part of it was about zakat al-fitr, and the second was about salat al-eid. I said at the beginning, after reciting khutbah al-hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I said, verily, the two shiuch, Bukhari and Muslim, reported of what they agreed upon, and the wording is for Imam Bukhari on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it obligatory to give out zakat al-fitr. One sa' of dates, or one sa' of barley, or four or abon, the slave and the free person, male and female, boys and children and adults of those who are Muslims. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanded that it be given out before people go for Salatul Eid. And also for what they agreed upon, the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that we used to give out Zakat al-Fitr while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was living amongst us. One sa' of flour, wheat, or one sa' of date, or one sa' of barley, one sa' of raisins, one sa' of akat, which is dry milk. And in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, in Sunan Abi Dawud and Ibn Majah, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it obligatory to give out Zakat al-Fitr as a purification for the one who was fasting. And this does not necessarily mean the one who is fasting, because the boy might not be fasting. The woman in menses, the woman who is after giving birth, bleeding, they might not be fasting. The sick person, the old person, the traveler, they might not be fasting. But they still have to give out Zakat al-Fitr. And it works as a remedy for the defects that occurred on fasting. Meaning that if you have done any wrong, it will fix it. And it also be feeding for the poor people on that day, the day of Eid. So in these three hadith, the Prophet ﷺ clarified that it is that he is the one who made it obligatory, not anyone else. And that he ﷺ made it obligatory to be given out. It is obligatory upon the person himself to give it out, and to give it out on behalf of all of those who he is responsible of. What do we mean by that? Your wife, your children, if you have a slave, and the slave is what you own, not you hire. The one you hire to work for you as a farmer, as a driver, as a these are free people. These are employees. You employed them to work for you. They are not slaves. So these ones, they are responsible of, and they have, that you are responsible of. These ones, you give Zakat al-Fitr on behalf of them.
the baby in the womb, obligatory upon you to give out zakah for him. But Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu find it better to be given, so it is sunnah. And it is only 3 kgs of rice, no problem to give it. Naam? Naam. And if you want to give it out on behalf of those who were responsible for feeding him, then it is permissible to give it on behalf of his, from your own money, but with the condition that you inform them before you give it out. Before you give it out, you take permission from them. You say, I'm going to give zakat al-fitr on behalf of you. Do you allow me? If he says yes, then it's okay. And it has to be given out before Salat al-Eid, as we say. 1 day or 2 days. As to be given to the poor. Not earlier than 1 or 2 days. When we say one, we mean on the 29th. Or the 30th. The 29th. And 2 days, that means 28. Not lesser than 28. Not before 28 you give it out to the poor. But you can give it to one who helps you. One who helps you, person or organization or whatsoever. Even earlier than that, no problem. This helper will not give it out before more than 2 days, before more than 2 days from the day of Eid. Exactly like you yourself. Naam? As if he give it out, if you or he, the one who helps you, give it out more than 2 days before Eid, then it's not Zakat al-Fitr. As many of the ulama say. And if you delay it until after Salat al-Eid, then definitely it is not Zakat al-Fitr. It is a general sadaqah. So all the defects on your fasting will remain as is. And you don't want your fasting to be raised to Allah weak. You want it to go as beautiful as you can. And it is to be given to the poor people. Poor people in Arabic are of two types. One called masakin, one called fuqara. The scholars gave different definitions to these two types of people. Some of them said that the miskin is the one who cannot find except in that day. He doesn't have anything for tomorrow. Only he can have something to eat today. Then this is called miskin to some of the ulama. And they say food for that day which he lives in. Who doesn't even find food for that day, then this is called faqir, who is very poor. That one is too poor, the miskin is too poor, and this one is very poor. Some other ulama said no, the faqir is the too poor, and the miskin is the very poor, and it doesn't make any difference to us. Give it to any miskin, any faqir. Now, but one who has salary, and his salary is enough for him to spend during the month, he's not faqir, he's not miskin, ikhwan. If you want to give him some money to help him, jazakallah khair. That is other than the zakat al-fitr, zakat al-mal. That's from your own pocket, Allah will reward you for it. But to go to zakat al-fitr and give it to someone like this, just because, oh, his salary is low. Is this an increase in the salary? It's not an increase in the salary. It's a worship. And 3 kg will not make any difference to him. He still can bring the 3 kg. Now, and the, yani in the hadith, it is to be given 3 kg even to the poor. What can it do? Nothing. It's only a couple of days, or maybe yani 2-3 days, and then it finishes. But the hadith said that to stop them from begging people on the day of Eid. To stop them from begging people on the day of Eid. So it does not mean that you yani give him that so he become yani rich, or yani raise him up from poverty. No, that's not correct. Only to protect him from begging that day. On that day. Now, and it is to be given from the food that the people of the country where you live on the day of Eid eat, the common food. In some places, corn might be the common food. In some others, barley might be the common food. In some other, yani, it's different. It's not the same. And that's why Rasulullah ﷺ said, yani, different types of food to be given. But the important thing is to be given from something can be saved, not in a fridge. You don't give them yani meat as it will spoil. Zakat al-Fitr. It's not Zakat al-Fitr. Now, so, and it is to be given in a way of sa', and we said sa' means the sa' of the Prophet. Sa' is one way of weighing things. It's a container like this that can hold around 3 kgs. It is lesser than 3 kgs, but not more. Just little, maybe little yani number of grams lesser than 3 kgs, but better to give it 3 kgs for safety. Sometimes rice be big and sometimes be small. Sometimes it gives way and sometimes lesser way. So better to make it 3 kgs now of rice. And if you don't have the saw, to know how is the saw, take the yani the person, the man whose hand is middle, not small, not large, middle one, and grab 4 times of 2 full hands. This is saw. 4 full hands, both hands together like this. You take 4 times, this is 1 sa'. And by yani our by this time weighing an instrument or methods, it is 3 kg. As I said, lesser, but better to make it 3 kg. Zakat al-Fitr is not to be given to the poor as money. Some people give some philosophy, oh, but the poor need the money more than the food. Oh, okay, these are not good excuses. Because you don't know more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The poor people during the time of Rasulullah used to be in need for money more than the food. Why? Because there are many other needs. There are many other needs. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to be given as food. And these type of food, as you said, the average, yani the common food in the place where you live, of what can be saved without a fridge. As you said, dates, raisins, corn, rice, barley, like that. So, it is to be given as food not to be given as money. Money can be given, but not to the poor, but to the organization or the person who's collecting it to go and buy food and give to the poor. That's okay. That's okay. Now, this saying, which says not to be given as money, is the saying of the three madhahib: Maliki, Shafi'i, Hanbali. Except madhab Hanafi, they say no, can be given as money. But the dalil is with those who say no, it is to be given as food. As I said, I recited the two hadith, the hadith of Ibn Umar and the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, which Rasulullah says in, yani, which says that it is to be given as one sa' of date, one sa' of this, one sa' of this, food, not money. Naam, Imam Malik said in his book Al-Mudawwana, it is not sufficient for a man to give money instead of zakat al-fitr. And that is not the command of Rasulullah. He says that. That is not the command of Rasulullah. So you have to obey the command of Rasulullah. And you don't tell me that, oh, I'm Hanafi, so I'll take the madhab Hanafi. This is wrong. Take madhab Hanafi, no problem. Up until you see madhab Hanafi says this and Rasulullah says that. So you cannot put down the saying of Rasulullah for madhab Hanafi. No. That's wrong. Now, and Imam al-Shafi'i said also, it is not sufficient for one to give zakat al-fitr as money, as in his book al-Umm and as in the book al-Majmu' for Imam al-Nawawi. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said, as Ibn Qudama, one of the scholars of Hanabila, says in his book al-Mughni, that Imam Ahmad said, it is not to be given as money. Not to be given as money. And if he doesn't give it at all, neither before nor after Salat al-Eid, never he gives Zakat al-Fitr, then he is in sin. He's a sinner. And he has to make the qada. Qada means to give it to the poor even after Eid. You still have it. It's on your responsibility. It's on your neck. You're gonna be punished for it if you don't pay it. Because the Prophet ﷺ made it obligatory. You have to pay it. Unless if you don't have money to pay it, then we say even the poor person who was poor, who is poor, but two or three people gave him their zakat al-fitr. Now, he has 9 kgs from three people. He needs to give to other poor person 3 kgs on himself. Why? Because it is now obligatory upon him. Because what remains with 6 kgs, definitely is enough for him not to go and beg on the day of Eid. So it's enough for him to eat on the day of Eid. Now, so that was the first part of the khutbah, which was about zakat al-fitr. The second was about salatul Eid, and as I said, that from the things that are remaining after Ramadan, which related to Ramadan, to be done is salatul Eid. And most of the ulama said that it is confirmed sunnah. Confirmed sunnah. And some find it obligatory, but as they call it, abun kifaya, meaning if some of the Muslims performed it, the rest of them who did not perform it are not in sin. But if they all, nobody has done Salat al-Eid, no one, then all of the Muslims are in sin. All, everybody except for those who cannot pray, like women in menses. They cannot pray, so they are not in sin. Now, the Madhab Hanafi finds it obligatory upon every male. Obligatory upon every male. And they have the Dalil. They have the Dalil. And Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, said so. He said that it is obligatory upon every male, as the Hanafiya said, as the Madhab Hanafi says. And they brought the hadith which is agreed upon. The hadith known by the hadith of Umm Atiyah, one of the female companions. She said that we were commanded, we meaning the Muslims, the Sahaba at that time, especially the women, we were commanded to bring out for Salatul Eid, meaning bring out from house for Salatul Eid, Al-Awatiq. Awatiq meaning very old women. Very old women who yani usually do not go out because they are too weak. And women in menses. Women in menses usually do not pray. Rather that they go to the masjid. And naam, it's either women who are in menses or women who reach the age of menses or maturity. But it seems that it is women who are in menses, because at the end of the hadith she said that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the women who are menses to attend but to be at the back, to avoid cutting the ropes, to sit at the back. And Zawatul Khudur. Zawatul Khudur, during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during that time, the girl which hasn't married usually do not come out of the house for whatsoever reason. Always in the house, you don't see her outside. And that's why they call them Zawatul Khudur. Khudur is plural of Khidr, and it is the tent, the house. It means that they are always inside, they don't go out, because it is shame. At that time, it was shame. Which is shame? Which is shame? And today, Allah musta'an, it is something very good that the girl, even in 14, 15, you see her outside. Every time. Going, coming, Allah musta'an. During that time, even this girl, which it was very big shame for her to come out, they used to force her to come out for Salatul Eid. Then Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, what about the men? If women of these excuses are commanded to go for Salatul Eid, what about the men? And this shows that the madhab of Hanafis is the proper madhab in this issue. And this shows that we are very realistic. We don't yani go with one madhab against other, la. But we follow each madhab which takes the hadith, the dalil. And this issue, madhab of Abu Hanifa taking the dalil, khalas, or adhab the dalil, we go with the dalil. We go with the Hanafis, not because of they are Hanafis, but because they took the dalil from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We, in the first issue, Zakat al-Fitr not to be given money, we took the madhab of the three imams, not because the three imams, but because they took the hadith of Ibn Umar. That's why we always chase the hadith. Always chase the hadith. With whom it is, we go with it. With Abu Hanifa, with Malik, with all of them our imams. We love them all. We love them all. Now, and also it is obligatory, it is Salatul Eid is to be done. Now, the conditions for it are the same conditions for Salatul Jum'ah. Must be in gathering. Yani, we cannot make it every family in their house or everyone make it alone. La. Like Salatul Jum'ah. Has to be in gathering. And it is not obligatory upon traveler, on the person who is in travel. But if he prays it with the people, with the jama'ah, with the congregation, then it is good. And he is rewarded. The time of Salatul Eid, is yani once the sun, the whole sun is above the buildings and mountains and objects that you can see in the east, above them by a length of a spire, you know, the spire, now, which is nearly about 15 minutes after it is raised, after you see it all complete, you from that time need to count 15 minutes nearly, and then you can pray, and that is the time of Salat al-Duha, begins from that time up until just before Dhuhr, before Zenith, few minutes before Zenith, that is the end of the Salat al-Duha and the end of Salat al-Eid as well. Salat al-Eid is 2 rak'ah to be done with the Imam without any adhan, nor iqamah, nor somebody comes and says, As-salatu jami'ah. No, that's wrong. Because it is not found during the time of Rasulullah. Why we do it? Naam? And the sunnah is to be done not in the masajid, but in the open area, the musalla. Some people come and say, okay, but people today pray in the masajid and all around the world. Okay. All around the world is not the proof. The proof is Rasulullah ﷺ, and you hear this hadith which is agreed upon in Bukhari and Muslim. On the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, really Rasulullah ﷺ used to يخرج يوم الفطر والأضحى, come out on the day of Fitr and Adha إلى المصلى, to the مصلى, not to the mosque, to the مصلى. He used to do i'tikaf, and the i'tikaf is where? In the masjid, not in the musalla. But he made the i'tikaf until it is the time for Salat al-Eid, he leaves the masjid. He goes to the open area for the prayer. That is the sunnah. Now, it is not reported from Rasulullah ﷺ that he prayed it in the masjid except for a reason, like rain, or it is very windy, or like that. Then yes, you pray in the masjid. But without any reason, because we like air conditioning, it's a little bit humid outside. Now, that's not correct. And the sunnah is to start the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. From the sunset time of the last day of Ramadan until the prayer of Eid is done, and until the Imam comes for Salat al-Eid and say it begins the Salah, then you stop takbir, khalas, he didn't come back to it, finish. And the sunnah is to take shower, put on the best of your clothes, and wear some perfume. That is for men. For women, they take shower, wear the best of their dresses, but avoid any attractive clothes. She does not go out in trousers and pants and jeans and short, yani skirt. La, must be fully covered. And it is forbidden for her to wear perfume when she goes out. Now, and also from the sunnah is to eat something before you leave your house. Why? Because you every day had a habit not to eat in the morning. Now you need to break this habit. Eat some dates, kajur, some dates, or drink some water, and then go for Salat al-Eid. Now, and the sunnah is to go to Salat al-Eid walking. If you ride, no problem. But if you walk, better. And when you walk, you go from one way, one direction, and you return back home from other direction. And in all these, on the way going to the masjid, to the musalla, you make takbir also. نعم. Unless if you hear that the imam already started the salah, خلاص, you stop. The sunnah is to يعني give more ease to the family and children on the day of Eid. No restrictions. Unless if it is something forbidden. You don't go to forbidden things. But if it is permissible and you don't like it, today you have to let it, you have to allow it. Meaning, every day you don't like kids' noise. Today you close your mouth, you don't sleep. On the day of Eid, don't shout to the kids, we want to sleep, we want to... No, no, no. This is their day. Their day. Let them feel happy. You don't bring any yani sadness to the family on the day of Eid. Please them as much as you can, but as you said, with the limits and boundaries of Sharia. Don't go to the haram. Naam? And this is to make them, and yourself, and make them feel happy of this blessing from Allah. Islam, fasting, praying nice prayers all month. Ni'mah. Very great ni'mah. So you all celebrate, be happy. When I say celebrate, you enjoy that day. That's what we mean. Not like the Christians do. La, but we celebrate in our own way. We feel happy playing with your kids. Play with them. Take them out and yani make them and give them some fun. Let them have some fun. No problem. That's good. It is not from the sunnah in the musalla while waiting for the imam to come to make a gathering zikr. All together, like what we hear in many mosques and many musalla, all together, Allahu Akbar, Allahu, and they start together, they stop together. Stop together, start together. That's not from the sunnah. That's inner, that's bid'ah. Sometimes everyone says anything. I mean, yani everyone says individually. If it happens that the sounds come together one time, no problem. But to, if they all stop, you stop. They start, start. And some of them, maybe the jama'ah start, Allahu Akbar, and he start, Akbar, Akbar. It's not any kidding. It's a worship. Now, and also some people prefer that one of them takes the mic and he recites it and everybody recites after him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and he says, all of them, Allahu Akbar, what's that? That's not correct. That's not correct. Everyone says takbir, yani alone. Now, so, and then I said, oh slaves of Allah, While enjoying these blessings from Allah, remember those people who Allah Ta'ala is tasting them with poverty, no rain, no food, no shelter, with crisis. Remember them, include them in your dua. Feel the way they feel. We are one unit. We the Muslims are one unit. And also, if you can donate something for them on that day, better for you as a thankfulness for Allah Ta'ala. And I said, at the end, be careful of wasting money and food on that day. Or being too busy with happiness and pleasure than to do your obligations. Performing the salah in the masajid in time, yani like that. Now, and this was the end of the khutbah, but after the khutbah, after the salah, I reminded of two things. First, I said that we noticed that there are a lot of the water bottles outside scattered. around the masjid. And these bottles are from the bottles donated in Salat al-Tarawih and Salat al-Qiyam in the masjid. People take it and go out after Salah and throw it. That's wrong, ya ikhwan. You leave it in the masjid, and the custodian of the masjid will come and collect them and throw them in the dustbin. But to take it with you and throw it outside, that is not correct. You don't accept this type of rubbish around your house. Why then you do it around the house of Allah? That's one thing. The other thing is about the Eid prayer area. Carpeting. Every year we have a problem. Every year we have a problem. You know that we are living in this remote area. We are in a restricted area. And it is not allowed for anybody, just anybody to come in. Besides that, on that night, we tried for a number of years to hire some workers from outside. When they know where we are, they refuse. They say, no. Because there, outside the compound, they can have many jobs and good earning, and at the same time that they are nearby their houses, they can take shower before Salatul Eid and go attend. But when they come here, it's difficult for them. So that's why every year we find the same problem. Same problem. Nobody to help in putting the carpet and then roll it up and take it back to the store. Every year we have the same problem. So we ask everybody to help. Everybody to help. And this is a reward from Allah. It is a great reward from Allah on that. Let's all cooperate. Zakat al-Fitr is to show that we are cooperating. Why our prayer cannot make us cooperate? Let's come on the night of Eid and work on it all together, and in the morning the following day, roll it up and return it back. And please, do not drive your car over the carpet. Because when it is remain, nobody come to collect. This is bad thing. But worse than it, people come and drive over the carpet. What is that? Subhanallah. And maybe their kids. Because many people here give their cars to their kids. Saudis and non-Saudis. I saw both. And their kids are careless. They just drive over the carpet and damage it. And also, I had a request that every one of you bring with him a prayer rug, the thin one. Why? Because the prayer carpet is folded for a whole year. Dust inside. We cannot clean it. As I said, we could not have it put on the area and collect it again. How come we clean it for you? If there is no cooperation, we cannot do these duties. Now, so bring with you a prayer rug. So you put it and pray over it. Later on, you don't come and tell me, what is this? The carpet you put is dusty and dirty, and my clothes, new clothes, I paid this money for and it's damaged. Because I had some people came to me in past saying that. I said, okay, I'm very sorry, give me your clothes, I'll wash it for you. What is that? What help we can do? We are here only donating. We are not employees in these duties. It's not obligatory upon us. We're just trying to bring the sunnah to the people. We will be patient with that, but sometimes really things makes you laugh. They don't come and help in putting the carpet, they don't come and help in taking it back, they don't even help in cleaning it. And then they complain why the carpet is not clean. So please, help on that. The last thing we said, it's a yani announcement that inshallah this year, usually I go for i'tikaf, and I cannot come except on the night of Eid, so I did not yani use to collect the zakat al-fitr. Only I think 1 or 2 years I did not go for i'tikaf, so I collected. And 1 or 2 years we coordinated, but the brothers who used to yani come and help, they stopped. Because they are hired in other masajid. So this year, I did not go for some circumstances, maybe some of you know, of the accident happened to my kids. So I decided to, inshallah, collect the zakah, zakat al-fitr, and we are going to distribute it to poor people in Jeddah. Two ways. One way is you buy your zakat al-fitr and bring it. The other way is you yani give money to us and we will buy it on your behalf and give it. How we do? We don't buy it and go give it. If you give money, there is first of all, we are going to record the name of the person who pays, how many people included in this zakat al-fitr, and if there is any remaining money out of this, if he wants the change, you give him the change. If he says, yani, give it out, and for example, if your zakat al-fitr is 90 riyals, and you give 100 riyals, and you said the 10 riyal change, you give it to yani, sadaq. I said, we want you to know from now that we are not going to buy with it rice and give it. We will collect the remaining and send it to poor people in other countries like Somalia, like Somal or... the other thing is, there is a store in the middle of Jeddah where the poor families are, and a masjid next to it called Masjid Ibn Taymiyyah, that's in Shara Al-Makhzoumi. If you come from Sittin, there is an exit called Al-Makhzoumi Street. If you go down, you see a lot of shops, they make water tanks with galvanized sheet metal. Now, in that street, there is a yani store called Mu'assasat al-Zahrani. Usually that Masjid Ibn Taymiyyah pays the money to this store, and the store gives them cards to write on them how many kgs to be given to each person carrying this or to the person carrying that. Now, and also the type of rice, because what we found from our experience for nearly about 20 years, that some people do not eat certain type of rice. And some people, we brought them the basmati, which is the best. And they said, please, if you have this, you know, American rice, please give us. We don't eat this. So, yani, people are not the same. Like us, we all not the same. So I, yani, this we found it better for the poor people. So we asked the poor person, what type of rice? It says, for example, basmati. Say basmati. For example, 3 kg. He takes it, go to that shop, that store, they give him 3 kg and he go. Now, that is the other way. And the choice is yours. You want to buy it and bring it? No problem. You want to give it as money? No problem. But we are going to start collecting, inshallah, from tomorrow, 27. From tomorrow, 27. As 28, we are going to start distributing. Because it may take us until 29, and usually it takes us until Fajr 29. So, we're not going to accept after Asr 29. Because Asr 29, I leave the camp and then I don't come back to it. I am not responsible of any zakah to be put in here. If it is rice. But if you out there in that store, you can just text me a text message with your name and how many kgs you want. Naam. Or how many people you are, and I'm going to give it out there, then you give me the money, no problem. Okay? And you can tell this to others, inshallah. My number is 4 times 5 and 5555 3702. That's all of today. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. And inshallah ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala bless us in the remaining days of Ramadan. And may Allah ta'ala have accepted our deeds in the past days on their better and best situation and case, and love and cooperation and unity. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam. Any questions, inshallah? From Falta, raise your hand, and from the Masjid directly. Okay. No problem. If you pray in Medina or. Now, I said outside, that is. For the Imam, he's the one who takes the people outside. And if I pray outside, the people will pray outside. The people will follow their Imam. But you cannot decide, oh, I pray inside or outside. If we say we pray inside, are you going to pray alone outside? This is not correct. So if you are in Medina or Mecca or any place where, if you are in the mosque where they pray inside, you pray with them inside. Yeah. I still don't know, inshallah we'll figure out today. Inshallah. Allah barik. Inshallah bas nshuf al yawm kida. Ana ila al an ma sa'altahum. Inshallah al yawm nsalhum. Shuf.
إذا مثلا الحين أولادي في السودان.
أيوة.
والدتي معي هنا. ومرأة إجابة السلام. طالب الناس أخرجوا هنا ولا في السودان؟ بالنسبة لأولاد.
لأولادك إذا تقدر في السودان أفضل في السودان.
لكن والدتي معي هنا.
والدتك أنت والدتك خرجها. إن شاء الله أن يبارك لك ويكسبك الرضا.
اللهم
آمين. السلام ورحمة الله. السلام حياكم الله.
We are sending all the time.
We're
doing the Zakat al-Fitr in our own
country.
For who? For the
poor, but same. No. I mean on behalf of who? You?
Well, for me, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you are here?
Yes.
Yeah. That's not correct.
But when we are on vacation, we have to go there,
eh? Yes. When you are there, you give there.
But then
you if you are here and your wife and kids already left, yeah, and they are there, you can give for them there. For them. For and for me. You here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
So, there is a limit for a person, like for me, myself. I have to give only
50
or
60 percent. Now you can exceed, no problem. Mm. Every time, minimum donations and charity, yeah, if it is more good.
Yeah, it's more rewards.
Yeah.
Minimum is
3 kg. Minimum is 3 kg of rice.
Yeah.
Not of all things.
Yeah,
and only, as I said, 3 kg is more than minimum.
Yeah.
But we say, because rice is different in, in weight, some big, some small.
Yeah.
Then and people do not are not going to, yani, be accurate. So the ulama said 3 kg better.
So inshallah, if you buy, just you come and drop it here in the masjid.
Yes.
Huh? Just you keep and you.
Yeah, you keep it there. They call it there. Inshallah.
But the
zakat
they can send there.
Zakat money?
Yes.
Yeah, you can send them. Zakat money, you can. Yeah, no problem.
No, I'm not supposed to give the zakat. Now, I'm entitled to the zakat during the month of Gregorian month, May. It's complete the year. So, it's better if I give the zakat during the May, or I will wait until the Ramadan comes.
No, better to give it when it is due.
When the due, yeah.
When it is due. If it is due in May, you give it in May.
Yeah.
Don't delay.
There's a big confusion. People say, you know, the zakat, let's say, you know, the 15 pounds. Is it okay for the 15 pounds or is it to lift the 10.5?
Say again?
For the gold.
Gold, yeah, what about gold?
For the gold. Let's say, you know, you have the gold for the 15 pounds.
15 pounds?
Yeah. And 1 pound is the 8 grams.
8 grams. Calculate it then.
Yeah. So
calculate it.
10 pounds is 80.
Okay. Then yeah, 80. Definitely, because it is 85 grams.
Yeah. 85 grams.
So it is 15 pounds.
Yeah, it's 15 pounds coming about 100.
Oh, that's much more.
Yeah, much more. So we have to give for all of them? Or we have to lift the
table? No. All.
For all, yeah.
Yeah. The minimum amount of gold that you have to give zakah when you own is 85 grams.
Yeah.
But it's more, even if you have 800 or 8,000 grams, you have to give all of them.
For all of them?
Yeah. So and only the 85.
Less than 85?
Less than 85, no zakah.
No, 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 no.
But if you
more
give
than
from.
Yeah, we have to give for all.
Yes. No. Very
clear. And those two people, they came to Sri Lanka?
No, they did not come. The problem is, the brother went on atikaf, the one who will bring them. He said he called them many times, but you know, they are family drivers, maybe they were busy. But inshallah, after Eid, I will call them and see.
So you have the card, you will do me?
Yes.
Your number 405?
I'll give you a card. I'll give you a card. SubhanAllah. Oh, here.
The website also here.
Website and everything then.
Your old Juma is going on the...
On website.
No, I'll your Juma prayer is going on the website.
Yes, it's live on internet and it's on website. You can... the Juma and many other durus. Yeah, lectures. حياك الله عافيك بارك الله فيك حياك الله السلام اوكي from Porto صالح from Gambia go ahead فيصل ابو يوسف go ahead Okay, Faisal Abu Yusuf says, Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh, wa alaikum assalam, wa bless you, and bless us, Ameen. May Allah protect us all and bless us all. With more of your time. Ameen. And bless us with more of your time. Ameen. May Allah Ta'ala bring us to the brotherhood and unity and being connected to each other than benefiting from each other all the time. My question is, does the Imam have to pray Tahiyyatul Masjid on Jum'ah? La, that is not the Sunnah. If he does it, then it is not from the Sunnah. Unless if he came yani, for some reasons early, then he cannot sit until he prays to rak'ah Jum'ah. But if he comes on time, which is the sunnah to come on time, he just climbs the minbar and says, Assalamu alaikum, and then he sits on the chair and the muadzin calls the adhan. Nah. He says, are your Jum'ah khutbah? Yes, you can contact the admins, inshallah, and they let you know about It is all in the website, inshallah. Okay, there is the website here. Okay, Abu Ahmed Al-Badawi, go, Al-Badwin. Abu Ahmed Al-Badwin, go ahead. I was ready with the question, inshallah. Once I finish the question, you can send. Abu Ahmed says, Assalamu alaikum, inshallah, alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If one misses Salatul Asr due to sleep and wakes up at the Maghrib Adhan, should he break his fast first, then make up the Salah, or pray it first, then break fast? May Allah bless you and your family. I mean, and you all. That is if we, yani that depends on the definition of breakfast. If you mean by breakfast, yani eat the meal and finish the meal, then that is not correct. Because this takes time. But if you mean take one date or some water and then pray, this doesn't take any time. It takes only a few seconds. Then it is obligatory to break the fasting and then pray Asr and then pray Maghrib. Na'am, wallahu a'lam. Ummu Mahdi, go ahead. Ummu Mahdi, go ahead. Okay, Ummu Mahdi says, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Ameen wa iyaakum. One sister asks, is it permissible to accept kafir mother to visit when they travel with no mahram from another city and make fun of our religion, either in Ramadan or afterwards? Jazakallah khair. This question is of two parts. The first part is permissible, which says that to accept kafir mother to visit when they travel without, with no mahram. Traveling with no mahram, this is up to them, and there is no sin greater than the kufr, which they are in. If they travel without mahram, it's up to them. But if they make fun of your religion, of Islam, then no, you don't accept them, even if it is a mother. If she comes and you know that she comes and makes fun of the religion of Islam, you don't accept it. Allahu Akbar. Saleh from Gambia, go ahead. Saleh says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ameen. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My question is it possible to say the takbir and people repeat after you as a mean of teaching those who do not know what to say? Barakallahu fiqh. La, it is not permissible, and teaching is not during the time of ibadah. You could have taught them that from now. You can teach them that from now. And five times a day, after every salah, give a short talk, say, Ya ikhwan, takbir begins from sunset of last day until the imam says Allahu Akbar, starting the salah of Eid, and it is to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, like that. You can even make it five times a day from now until sunset of last day of Ramadan. But to come during the worship and do it, that's not correct. And those who do not know what to say, yani, let them to say any dhikr. You say to them, and whoever cannot say what we say, then let him to say any dhikr. No problem. As the Prophet ﷺ said to the man when he came to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Wallahi la uhsinu dandanataka wa la dandanata Mu'adh. قال ماذا تقول إذا سألت ربك قال أقول اللهم أدخلني الجنة وأجني من النار قال حولها أنا ومعاذ دندن. The man came to him, صلى الله عليه وسلم, and said, Ya Rasulullah, I do not know the speech, the beautiful speech that you make, you and Mu'adh. He, صلى الله عليه وسلم, said to him, what do you say when you invoke? He, the man, said, Ya Rasulullah, I say, Oh Allah, let me enter the Jannah and protect me from the fire. The Prophet ﷺ immediately responded saying, around that, me and Mu'adh are saying this, as you say, beautiful speech. Naam, Wallahu A'lam. Sundus, go ahead. Sundus says, may Allah bless you, Ameen. Is it permissible to place the mushaf on the floor? It is permissible if you if you don't mean to humiliate the mushaf and lower it. But if you are reading and then you pass by ayah of sajda and then you put it aside and you make sujood, no problem with that. Now, as Shaykh ibn Azameen was asked about that. And he said, it is no problem to put it on the floor if it is with intention not to humiliate it. And if there is nothing beside you to put it all over it. Now, Wallahu A'lam. 24 Rahman, go ahead. Sir, it says a question from Wizik. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان مبارك. رمضان مبارك for you too. May Allah Ta'ala make it مبارك upon us and upon the whole Muslim Ummah. May Allah accept our Ramadan. Ameen. I got a question, and it is about suhoor. Another sister and myself were talking about suhoor, and we don't know if it is permissible or not to eat once after the adhan has been said. Ya Ikhwan, this issue was covered very widely from the scholars. They say, if you know that the muaddin calls the adhan just in time, then you cannot eat any small piece of food. And if it is in your mouth, you cannot swallow it. You have to throw it away. And some of the ulama say, whether you know or you don't know if the muaddin calls on the time or just before the time, because some muaddinin calls the adhan before the time for protection. We say whether you know or you don't know, better not to eat. It might be wrong. I mean, what you understand might be wrong. You may understand that the muaddin calls just earlier than the time just for protection. This might be your understanding, which can be wrong. So better to hold of eating and drinking once you hear the adhan. But drinking is a different case, because there is a hadith from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا أذن المؤذن والإناء في يد أحدكم إذا أذن المؤذن والإناء في يد أحدكم remember this, والإناء في يد أحدكم فلا يدعه حتى يقضي منه نهمته. Let him not to leave it until he finishes his need from it. He takes his need from it. That is if the muazzin calls while the pot is in your hand, while the cup is in your hand. You grab the cup, did not know that it is time, and before you drink, you hear the muazzin started the adhan, then you can drink, no problem, and until you finish, no problem. والله أعلم. But food is not allowed. Food is different. صالح go ahead. صالح from Gambia go ahead. حي الله محمد يا الله. Saleh, go ahead. You have another question? I see your hand raised. It seems that there are no more questions. Here we end up asking Allah Ta'ala to bless us all and accept from us all our good deeds and forgive our sins, forgive us and our parents, our wives and children. May Allah Ta'ala bring us always to the good all together and make us brothers to love brothers and love each other for the sake of Allah, not for any purpose of dunya. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from the shirk, kufr, bid'ah, fisk, and everything that he doesn't like, سبحانه وتعالى. والله أعلم. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه. And inshallah we'll see you on the day of Eid with Salat al-Eid, which is inshallah going to be also transmitted and translated inshallah تعالى. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.